fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is not a test, this is not a drill. This is not a test, this is not a drill. We are dealing with a genuine crisis here, ladies and gentlemen, and will be for many weeks to come. Before the break, Robin was giving us a short dissertation on foods that will have some iodine in it. Are you still there, Robin?
I'm here. Not iodine, but potassium.
Potassium, excuse me. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's like prune juice, has a high amount. It also helps take toxins out of the body. And cilantro also helps take toxins out of the body. If people can't, you know, get some of this other stuff, I mean, they need to at least, you know, start hopefully cleaning up, you know, some stuff in their body.
Right.
Because the more toxins
right.
you have, the quicker you're going to get sick, I think.
Right. Absolutely. I agree.
I've been in the alternative health field for 8 years, so I believe that there's a lot of things you can do. Also, you know, my husband's dad was in World War II. He was a photographer as one of his jobs. And they sent him in to Hiroshima 3 days after they bombed, saying, oh, yeah, no problem. Everything's fine.
Oh, yeah, right.
He died of cancer at much younger age. So,
Do you run a website, Robin?
It's robin-grant.com.
Okay.
I do different alternative stuff, but there's a lot of things that, you know, there's some recipes on there. You can do for cilantro, a garlic dip. I do it, you know, different things. But prune juice,
right.
I actually use as like a detox method. You drink a whole cup of it down the first thing in the morning, and, oh, that'll clean you out.
All right. That's what prune juice has always been known for. Well, appreciate the call, Robin. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443. Talk radio at its best is all of us educating each other, isn't it, Ann?
John, I cannot thank you enough for the good work that you do in alerting your listeners to this.
Well, fun. We'll get back to the alerting, everybody, after the break. Stay tuned, everyone.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system, and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore, and this is not a test. This is not a drill. And before the break, I appreciate your compliments, but this is my mission, is to be the watchman on the wall. I've taken it on myself, volunteered, if you will. And we talked up until Friday. A lot of what we were talking about was theory, but we moved past theory Friday morning into a real-world crisis, didn't we?
It doesn't get any more real-world than a nuclear meltdown at a nuclear power plant.
No, ma'am, it does not. I believe I was mentioning Friday the two young people I met, that they were children when Three Mile Island went through its crisis, apparently. The general public still does not know how close they were to a complete China syndrome meltdown. Was that 1977 or 78?
79.
Okay. 79, 32 years ago. Describe what China syndrome means, please.
There was a movie that was made that had Jane Fonda in it, and Jane Fonda was not a very popular actress because of her stance on the Vietnam War. She was very vocal at being against or being involved in Vietnam at all. And so she was not personally popular, and the movie suffered from that. But in general, it was a movie about a nuclear reactor here in the United States that suffered the elements of a meltdown, and then the movie went on into the political. I mean, she was an activist. She was against nuclear power. She got into the plant. She was a reporter, and she was reporting on how close that nuclear plant came to a meltdown and what would happen if it did. And one of the statements was, well, it'll go through the core of the earth. It'll melt down into the core of the earth and come out of China.
I believe now one of the ironies about that film came out, I believe, just before the actual event at Three Mile Island, didn't it?
I believe it did, yes.
Yes, and within a matter of weeks, maybe 2-3 months at the very most.
But it sounds like somebody knew something.
Well, the lead time to make a feature Hollywood film is about 3 to 4 years. From the time somebody says, wouldn't this be a good idea, to the time somebody's eating popcorn in front of this thing. 3 to 4 years, typically. I mean, they can make them quicker, but that's a typical lead time, given all the things that have to go into financing and putting it together. Anyway, we've touched several times, you have, and I have, and Robin calling in from California. I don't believe anybody listening to us trusts the government, do they?
Well, I think we all understand the government has its own agenda. And, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, civil defense was a federally mandated program, and all the school children were taught it, and some of the adults were taught it, and there were marked civil defense areas where you could go in case there were
fallout shelters.
Yeah.
Right.
And so they're no longer marked. Civil defense has fallen by the wayside. However, what they tried to teach us back then still holds true. It would be good to have a fallout shelter, or to know where the deepest garage is or parking area is close to you. Be sure to take food, water, blankets, because there won't be any power for a while. And you're going to have to be prepared to protect yourself, because people that don't think ahead will try to take what you have. We've noticed a lack of looting in Japan, but try to remember that Japan is not the United States.
That's a different culture, and basically homogenous. It's all one race. That you know, very homogenous, very disciplined culture there. We got a call here, David from California. Good morning, David.
Hello. Yes, this is David in Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma. Excuse me. I didn't look right. Okay, go ahead, David. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Area code from California, but I'm in Oklahoma. I had 2 points. I understand that you can use the off-the-shelf drugstore bottled liquid iodine, like we used to use on cuts and whatnot, like a quarter size for small children on the inside of their wrist or just under the belly button on the stomach, maybe up to silver dollar size, depending on body weight for an adult. It will also help. And then the other concern is people have fresh-tilled ground exposed for their spring gardens. It would not hurt at all to cover those with plastic until they're ready to plant or they feel that it's clear.
Those are good tips. Yeah, absolutely, David.
All I got. Appreciate both of y'all.
Okay, thank you. Anne, what do you think about David's idea about the putting the regular old red iodine we use for cuts on your wrist?
Oh, well, that's fine. You want to be careful, though, that you don't let the children drink it. It is poison.
And for small, lick it. You may want to put it on a part of their body they couldn't reach it to lick it. Might be a good idea, because children will be children and they'll do strange things.
Yeah, another place where they put patches is behind the ears, under the arms.
That's good. I like that. Yeah, in some place the kids can't easily reach it to be licking at it would be a good idea. And it'll be absorbed right through the skin into the body, then, wouldn't it?
Yes, but it may not be as effective. It will be absorbed into the skin, through the capillaries, into the bloodstream. And I'm not sure the route where the iodine gets to the thyroid. So,
well, we're in a learning process here and struggling to figure this out. We got Patrick in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Patrick. Good morning.
Good morning. I've got some potassium iodate I bought, and it expired of 08. Now, could you tell me if that's still good?
Potassium iodate, I can't imagine why it would expire.
They put expiration dates on bottled water, and we need to check on more on this, Patrick, but I'll, generally what happens with these preparations, they start losing effectiveness as they get older. Now, I know for a fact that antibiotics actually become poisonous when they expire, and you definitely never want to take expired antibiotics. The majority of other preparations, however, they just start losing effectiveness as they get older. And we need to verify that for this substance also, don't we?
Yeah. All righty. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick. Is your observation the same, Ann, that most of these preparations just start losing effectiveness as they get older?
Well, yeah. It may have to do with the binding material. I think that he's talking about a pill. One thing I like about putting iodine in the water... not iodine, but if you get the iodine crystals from REI, they're safe to put in drinking water. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about any other kind of iodine. Okay, just the crystals that you, because that's the one that I bought. But I know that iodine that has been used to purify drinking water is safe to ingest.
Right. And that's sold at the camp store, at the outdoor supply house, REI.
Now, if you want, what you can do is when you're gulping that water down is to slow down and swish it around your mouth, because your mouth, you know, your lips are red, and that means
right.
There's a lot of blood vessels. Your gums are red.
Right.
There's a lot of
right.
blood vessels close to the surface there. And if you hold that water in your mouth and swish it around for a while, some of that iodine will go into your blood vessels, which would be kind of like putting a patch on.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, the call number is 800-313-9443. Now, do you have anything in your, I know you sell a number of different products. What do you have that might help people with all this, Ann, in your store?
Well, I recommend they get a Geiger counter. That's the only way to tell if you've been exposed to radioactives.
Okay.
Do you
offer those at your website?
No, I don't. They're relatively inexpensive, and they will tell you if you've got alpha and beta. And alpha and beta will alert you that you are around radioactives. Even if there were a nuclear blast, there will be pockets that will be safe, pockets of ground that will be safe, namely behind hills, and there will be pockets that will be hot, will be unsafe.
Right.
And
right.
so even right. after... a cloud, for instance, goes across the United States, there will be places where there's more radioactive material than other places where there will be less. Are we going to talk at all about the volcanic eruptions that have occurred?
I think we should. Absolutely. Let's talk about the volcano that popped its cork. Was it the first time in 50 years for this one?
Well, that's the Shimno, or the Shimonodeki volcano in Japan. It's in southern Japan. And it violently erupted on the 13th, which was right after the 11th.
Yesterday, right.
And there were five volcanic eruptions, and they occurred right after the Great Shake of Japan of 2011. One of them was in the was around the Mediterranean Sea in Azerbaijan, and it was a mud volcano. Which I'm not sure we should call that a volcano, but it became very active. Of course, the one in Japan has got a lot of people worried. There are many active volcanoes in Japan, and
right.
if they should start spewing ash into the air, this one volcano alone, Shimonodeki, it stopped air travel for a while when it erupted in what was it, the end of January, then February,
right.
and it had been
right.
quiet. It had been quiet since that time until. The earthquake.
Okay. Got a regular caller here, Dave in Canada. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John, and thank you very, very much for this show. And Anne, thank you. But I've got a question now. I've heard a lot about covering gardens and stuff. We're still dealing with 3 feet of snow up here, and
okay.
I hear the music.
You heard it before I did. Dave, hold on, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday the 14th. Dave, you still there, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. The break came in, and we're dealing with about 3 feet of snow up here, and there's no way that we could cover our gardens or protect our growth soil from radiation. Now, this is a two-part question. If the radiation sits on our snow, we depend on our snow to replenish our freshwater aquifers in the streams, lakes, but especially the aquifer under the ground. Will the radiation be filtered out by the ground and our water not polluted, or does it go right straight through? Because there's nothing we can do about our soil right now because we've got, you know, still snow on the ground, so that's going to be contaminated.
Okay, let me answer that question before you go on. I did work at a mixed waste site as a senior data analyst here in Missouri, and I can assure you that the radionuclides will attach themselves to the soil so that they will not end up in your aquifer. Now, there are some mitigating circumstances in which they would. I know of, for instance, the site in Washington State where they actually put clay. They mix clay into their soil to slow down the migration of radionuclides into the Columbia River. And at first it slowed it down, and then it speeded it up because as the radionuclides tied up were bound up in the clay, they provided an avenue for the subsequent radionuclides to get into the river, and they have quite a problem up there.
Dave, I'm going to offer a suggestion here for Dave. I would suggest getting a large, heavy tarpaulin, 10 feet larger than your garden area, and stake it out on top of the snow before the radiation gets here. And that will prevent, or at least hopefully prevent, new radioactive material from getting into the snow below it. That may be some help to you.
Excellent, excellent. I've got hundreds of feet of very, very heavy tarping, and I will do that.
Okay.
Yeah, the other thing that they have, as long as you have sunshine, I don't know how many clouds you have, but people that have sunshine, they're putting out now tunnel greenhouses for gardeners, not just for the big growers.
Okay.
And the plastic will capture the radiation and keep it from the plants.
Oh, excellent.
But you'll need to dispose of it. You know, you need to have your meter. You need to have your radioactivity meter and swipe it across the plastic once in a while. And when it's radioactive, throw it away and get a new one.
Okay. Thank you very much for the information.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you. Appreciate the call. The call number, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443. Well, we woke up Friday morning with a crisis in our labs, and I wouldn't even want to try to guess how long this thing will be going on. Would you, Ann?
Well, I know that Chernobyl went on for 5 or 10 years, and it's probably still going around the Earth, the radioactive cloud from that. And that was one reactor. It's now up to 3 reactors, potentially.
And 4 more at risk.
And 4 more at risk. So we're talking it could be higher than Chernobyl. As far as the risk goes, what can you say? This, like I said, I think I am declaring that the world as we knew it is gone.
Well, obviously, and we haven't even talked about the economic effects. Toyota has announced they've stopped production of all automobiles and trucks for the time being.
The stock market in Japan was down by 6 times.
By 6%, how much?
6%.
6%. Well, that's a pretty big chunk. It's a worldwide economy. When these events were happening in the 1920s in Japan, basically only Japanese imports were tin trinkets for children, as opposed to the situation we have now, which is modern electronics and optics and vehicles, and it's a long, long list of things we depend on from Japan. And Japan, of course, is a major market to sell our stuff to as well.
The other thing we haven't talked much about is the effect on the Earth itself. Now, the Earth is huge. You know, it's 25,000 miles around at the Earth equator.
Right.
At the equator. Earth equator.
Right.
They have measured, one GPS station moved 8 feet, and they're seeing a pattern there across Japan,
right.
8 feet back into the Pacific, away from China. And did you know Japan is on the North American plate? It is not on the Eurasian plate.
Really? Okay.
So it's on the North American plate. The North American plate extends through Alaska, through the Aleutian Islands, down the Kamchatka Peninsula, and Japan. So Japan is on the North American plate. And it had been being pushed towards China for thousands of years.
Right.
I mean, this thing, they knew that there was a lot of strain energy there. And what happened was it snapped back. And when it snapped back, it snapped out 8 feet and up 30 feet, and that's how we got the 30-foot tsunami.
Amazing.
Now, the other thing is that there is a shift in the spin axis of the Earth by nearly 4 inches, and that is huge.
It is, absolutely. I mean, 4 inches may not sound like much, but to move something the size and mass of Earth, 4 inches, is just a massive amount of energy and power, isn't it?
It is. And it did move more with the 2004 Christmas earthquake, the 9.2 that was in Banda Aceh, Indonesia.
Right. I think we got a break. Hold on, everybody. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Diamonds are forever.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 14th, and this is not a test. This is not an exercise. This is not a test. We got a caller off line here, Ann, asking about betadine. Wants us to discuss betadine, if you would, please.
Yeah, betadine is a liquid, and it does contain iodine. And surgeons use it to sterilize or to sanitize the area which they're going to be puncturing with their surgical instruments. It's also used to kill infections, surface skin infections. It should not be drank. You right. should not drink it. Right. You want to keep right. it out of the reach of children. Would it be absorbed by the skin? Well, since they use so much of it in surgeries, it's safe to be on the skin. How much? There's other things in it besides the iodine. But, yeah, you might get a little effect out of that.
Well, in desperate times, people do desperate things, don't they?
Desperate people do desperate things.
Absolutely. I got a caller here from the frozen Northland, Mike in Ontario. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, John. Quick question. For persons like myself that have had a thyroidectomy, would there be any benefit in taking iodine products?
Well, you already take medicine, don't you, for that?
Yeah, levothyroxine to replace the hormones, but
yeah,
would there still be like obviously free iodine floating around that's radioactive in your body is not a good thing at any time, but I'm wondering, would there be any benefit at all to having it on hand?
Well, people who get the radio, who ingest the radioactive iodine, it concentrates in the thyroid, and that's why you get thyroid cancer. You don't, in your case, there's no thyroid to concentrate it.
Correct.
So your body will eliminate it. I mean, it's not good for you, but it's not going to be concentrated in one spot.
Right.
I mean, it
right.
takes years for people to develop thyroid cancer, and that's what I was saying at the start of the hour, was that for people that are over 60, you really don't have to worry about it because you'll probably die of natural causes before you die of thyroid
right.
cancer.
So the answer, Mike, is no, it won't do you any good.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you for your call, sir. The call number is 800-313-9443. I need to mention tomorrow morning, tomorrow I'm going to have Mike Brown on. We'll be talking about steam engines and fish, F-I-S-H, fish carburetors. I think, Ann, we may do a quick 10-minute update maybe at the beginning of the show tomorrow morning because
okay.
this is a dynamic situation. So maybe we'll just do 10 minutes tomorrow morning and give people a quick update before we get into the Mike Brown interview, if that's okay with you.
That's great. And, you know, these things are happening in so fast. You know, I didn't expect another hydrogen explosion, and it happened. And now they say a third reactor, the cooling water, is the level is down to zero. And so
right.
in danger of meltdown.
Absolutely. There's a lot going on here. It's dynamic. And let's see, we've got Rodney in Illinois. Good morning, Rodney.
You're
on
the
air. Go ahead, Rodney. You're on the air.
Ann, I have a nuclear keychain alarm. Of what value is this, really? And second question, I also have, I think I bought at the same time, a KFM rad meter, a rather low-tech rad meter. I was wondering if you were familiar with that and how, of what value is that really, as opposed to a Geiger counter?
Well, your nuclear keychain alarm probably has a battery in it. You might want to check the battery if you can get it apart. And also your rad meter, is it plugged into the wall or is it portable?
Yes.
It's portable.
It's a portable, basically made out of a tin can, two suspended pieces of aluminum foil. I've had it for some time. It doesn't expire, but it's very low-tech, but it claims it's very effective for measuring fallout.
How does it work exactly?
I've got several of those also. And first of all, they have to be outside where they can be exposed to whatever's coming out of the sky.
Right.
And if you follow the directions, it's just got a little thing on a string that swings, right?
Right.
Right. And when it detects radiation, it starts swinging. That's basically it.
And also, if I might go rapid fire here because we're running out of time, you mentioned on a previous show that when the peat bogs were burning in Russia, your radiation detectors went off in St. Louis. Do you have any follow-up confirmation to that event?
No, I don't. The radiation detector that I have went back to normal background detection, what I call normal background. You know, it's important if you have these meters. For instance, I went over to the Emergency Operations Center, and the director there, whoever they call him, the manager, you know, the colonel, he was showing me this big bank, this whole wall that was full of radiation detectors, and he said, well, if we have an event, we'll distribute them. And I said, why aren't they distributed now? And within a month, they started distributing them out to the fire stations and the police stations, and I was told that they had started installing them in the police cars, and that's where you need them. You need to be using these meters now so that you get used to their operation so you know what is normal for them and what isn't.
Yeah, I was very disappointed that every firehouse down in the Gulf area did not have a multi-gas detector where they could actually give the general public news about that, but that's another story. About covering your garden with plastic, let's say right now, Dan and John, you know, we're all getting rained on. If the fallout was coming down with rain, all that's going to do is concentrate the radiation at the edge of the plastic where it all washes off.
Well, that's what we want. We don't want it where the garden, where the vegetables are going to be. We want it someplace else, don't we?
Well, that's true. In the event of high concentrations, you know, are we going to find those concentrations? Do our own reclamation and deposit them, somewhere else?
Well, what I suggested was that you use a collection barrel to capture water runoff. I talked about the roof and using a water barrel, and then take that water barrel and put the water in the storm drain. And let the authorities take care of it.
let the Mississippi take it down to the Gulf. Huh?
It will dilute it, and the water treatment plants already have a way of purifying the water from radiation. So it won't get into drinking water. It probably will make the Gulf of Mexico more radioactive.
Yeah. Well, I have a advantage, disadvantage. I'm not on a municipal water supply. I collect rainwater. I have 11,000 gallon storage capacities, which I topped up with spring water. But unfortunately, my spring gets recharged every time it rains. It's not a true spring. It does absorb rainwater quickly and dissipates it over several months, and then it'll eventually slow down and just end up at a trickle. I'm concerned that my spring itself, in the event the radiation, any radiation would come down with rain, is simply going to spoil and contaminate.
Rodney, do you have a valve to cut off the fresh water from coming in from your spring?
Oh yeah, I can isolate my the rainwater and divert it.
Well, I would divert once, starting about Sunday the 20th, I would divert it for maybe as long as you can, at least a month. 6 weeks might be even better. We don't know how long this thing is going to go on until the worst of it has flushed itself out of the atmosphere.
Yeah, I'll do that. Just the fact that we're on the opposite side of the world, I mean, this is going to be diluted in the atmosphere extensively. Am I not correct?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Right. Well, Chernobyl made a lot of people sick, and a lot of those people were in the United States. So you need a radiation meter. You need to know when the water that you're reclaiming has radiation in it, and don't use that water.
I think I'll give my county health department a call this morning to see how prepared they are for this. I know they've been updating their emergency plan to mm-hmm. deal with the swine flu as of last year, and they were rewriting their emergency plan. I'm going to find out what kind of preparations they have, if they have local meters, if they'll be putting out information.
Talk to your local fire chief also. They're usually more on top of this than those health department people are.
Okay, guys. I'll
Okay. Thank you, Rodney. We appreciate the call. Call number is 800-313-9443. We've got Bill in Ohio. Good morning, Bill.
Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
John, I just wanted to say that I used iodine out of a bottle before and did the usual thing, a little bit is okay, then more must be better, and I made myself stick with that stuff. So,
yeah.
More is not better when you're using that stuff. It has a skull and crossbones right on the bottle, so, take it with a grain of salt.
Absolutely. That's good advice.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, thank you for the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. Well, there's a term came to mind when we're talking about flushing that water down in Mississippi. The solution to pollution is dilution.
That's right. And when I first got into environmental engineering, that was what was being practiced. And it was finally ridiculed, and the EPA said they would no longer use that. But
when it comes to certain things like plutonium, that's a pretty dangerous mindset, isn't it?
Well, the plutonium is a metal, and in general, it's a solid. But when there's a hydrogen explosion, you've got heat and pressure. And under heat and pressure, metals melt and sublimate and get into the air.
Right, exactly.
So I think we can say for sure that there's plutonium skyward over Japan right now.
Okay. All right. I'm going to be, I'll just give you guys an, I'll be getting out my radiation detection equipment today and making sure I got fresh batteries myself. I'll probably be shipping any radiation detection device or Geiger counter up to my daughter up in Seattle. I was looking at the jet stream to see how it's going to affect the West Coast. It's the nature of our culture. We have friends and family spread out all over the 50 states. That's the way it is for most of us. And people need to be taking precautions. There's no place that's absolutely safe, is there, Ann?
No, we're talking about Mother Nature here. And we're talking about physical laws. And there's no way you can spin those to be nice. We're talking hard physical facts here. And people, the government is not, they're not helping us as much as they could. Yes, they have FEMA. Yes, they will give you food and blankets. But what do you really need? You really don't need to know how to protect yourselves from these new dangers that are occurring, and new only in that they're happening. The danger has been there all along,
right.
And we've had plenty of time to prepare, but we have not prepared. And so I really urge people, get a radiation detector and use it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got a call here from Arizona. Mike in Arizona. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, John. I'm a toxicology paramedic. And
oh,
I just wanted to let the viewers know, or the listeners know, that aluminum-containing antacids can sometimes help absorb, like, uranium absorption, plutonium. So that would be something else that they can go down to their local store and get. And
what is that again? They can get?
Aluminum-containing antacids.
Aluminum antacids with aluminum in them. Okay. Any particular brand name?
Not offhand.
Okay.
But that is something that my book says that can be used. So, but we are talking about six different elements that we know of that are harmful, and I think the iodine-131 gets the most attention. But there's five others that can create problems for us too. So,
right.
You might be well set on the, you know, by taking the potassium iodine, but if you neglect these other ones and those agents are out there, then
do you happen to have that list with you?
Cesium-137, plutonium-239, trinium, uranium-233, and let's see. I'll just spell it for you. Strontium 90.
Strontium.
Strontium, right.
Right.
It's still early for me, and I apologize. I missed the first hour because we don't go on daylight saving time.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Well, back when Ann and I were children, the strontium 90 was the big thing. They had us mail our baby teeth in as they were coming out to be tested for strontium 90. You remember that, Ann?
I do remember that.
Yeah.
And I just would like to say that I really enjoy having your show on a channel that appreciates you and has you on every day.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call, John. We appreciate it. Or Mike,
it was
excuse
Mike.
Me.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. And our next call is John. John in Austin, Texas. Go ahead, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Kind of getting off the medical part of it for a second, some observations I've made as personal observations. One is there always seems to be conflicting reports about the radiation levels surrounding these explosions or prior to or post-explosion. So I don't know if we actually have a clear picture of what's going on in Japan. Also, there seems to be very much a lack of individual people reporting. You would think YouTube for example, would be just jammed with people in Japan or making individual reports on damages and what's going on. But it really seems like it's closed down, that they're controlling the media and what's being put out there by only letting the major news outlets handle the information. Any thoughts on that?
Well, until I get confirmation that there's some kind of shutdown, I think it's just a matter of people's priorities in making YouTube videos is not as high as making sure that they're out of harm's way and that their friends and families are out of harm's way. Hold on, we got a break coming up, John, and stay tuned.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right. We're back. We're back. Just a quick reminder, Freeze-Dry Guy does have a March special. Give him a call. Talk to Freeze-Dry Guy personally at 866-404-3663. Ask for the expedited shipping because you listen to John Moore. And Ann Morrison, what's your website again, please?
Yes, it's homeland-defense4u.com.
All right, and there's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. John, a quick comment here before we move on to our last caller.
Okay, on a sad note, Gary Brownfield passed away over the weekend. Apparently, yes, he died in sleep.
All right. And that was a great loss. Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll be missed.
He will be.
Everyone stay good, stay calm.
Okay.
Thank you, John,
for the call, John. We appreciate it. Last caller of the day, Greg in California. Good morning, Greg.
Yeah, hi, John. This is JG. And do you have a number for those of us that don't have a computer?
Well, I prefer you reach me by email, but I will give out my number. It's area code 636-536-2234.
Okay. Those of us in cities, in apartments, what are we to do, those of us that really have little money? And what's the 1-2-3 thing we're supposed to buy, and when do we take it? That's kind of a lot, but what do we do in small apartments and with little money? What would you recommend? We go to health food stores, buy potassium iodate? I mean, what do we do, Ann?
Well, I don't think you're I don't think you're going to be exposed to radioactive iodine from Japan. The half-life is 8 days, and the chances of it getting here are slight. That's usually for people who live close to nuclear power plants. You need to get a radiation detector. There's just, you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't touch it, you can't feel it. You've got to have one to warn you where you are is safe. If it chatters, get underground. Go down, look around where you live and find the deepest parking garage and go there. Take food, water, and a blanket for maybe as much as a week or 2 weeks. I know that that's asking a lot. Get a backpack. Put it into a backpack. I have a rolling backpack. And by the way, John, I'm looking at the surface analysis for the weather over Japan. There's a low. Now, what do we know about lows? In lows, air rises. So those lows are helping take the radioactives into the jet stream.
Okay. Well, that's what we need to know. JG, thank you for your call, sir. Hang in there. And we're just about out of time here. The music's going to start any moment. Let's do 10 minutes tomorrow morning. I'll give Mike Brown a heads up that we'll take the first 10 minutes of the show to give everybody a heads up on the current status on the morning of the 15th.
Okay, and, John. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for your call, or for being with us. Well, that's just about it for today, ladies and gentlemen. I expect the music to come up here shortly. And as I've said a number of times, this is not a test. This is not a drill. This is not a test. I say again, this is not a drill. Don't worry about the iodine so much. It's got an 8-day half-life. The chance of much of it getting here, the radioactive iodine, is minimal. Just get yourself radiation detection equipment, and you'll be good to go. You'll be safe out there, buy lots of ammunition, and God bless America.